Good morning. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi there. My name is Josh. We have Spectrum Internet, but we've been wanting to switch to something more reliable, more faster. And anyway, we saw that our shop fiber is available in our zone. We're in Kingston, Midtown Kingston. A bunch of our
Okay.
neighbors seem to be getting it. Anyway, wondering how that works, like when I switch plans, like do I have to, would I like will we get the
Cancel if.
Archtop Fiber account and then we would cancel Spectrum like that day, or how does that switch over
Yes,
usually
or you could
work?
cancel it the day after, but we always advise that you wait until the fiber services are fully installed and you're fully connected, which the tech will
Yeah.
do once he's at your home, to before going ahead and canceling with Spectrum. So
Copy.
we do typically set an appointment. There are some pre-install works that get done. Of course, you don't have to be home for those parts because it's mainly outdoors. And then once the tech is in your home for the appointment that you schedule with us, that is when they will run the fiber lines throughout your house to connect it to the modem that we provide. And then they connect the router, set that all up. They show you how to use the application that is available. And then they check to make sure that you're fully connected and that the light levels look good. And then once you're connected, you're free to do whichever you would prefer as far as when you want to cancel with Spectrum.
Copy. Okay. And then the other question I have is we currently have with our Spectrum the we have like a additional wireless what are they, extenders, like range extenders, one for our
Yes.
attic office and one for our office, which is like in the backyard in a little outbuilding that used to be a garage. It's like, I
Okay.
don't know, maybe 100 feet away from the house. Maybe more like 75 feet away from the house. Anyway, it works with the Spectrum. I imagine that would continue to work, maybe even better with the Archtop Fiber. But you offer range extenders as well.
We do. We offer them for $8 a month.
Cool. So then we would just be and is it because I already bought these two range extenders. Will those work?
So not necessarily, because I know the range extenders that we provide, we call them Wi-Fi extenders, those pods, as they're called, are specific to the router that we provide. Sure, you can try another range extender, but the best compatibility is absolutely the ones with the pods that we do provide for $8 a
Cool.
month.
So maybe I can like add that to the order, and then when the tech comes to install everything, we can sort of ascertain whether or not the ones
Yes,
I have will be
absolutely.
suitable
And if
or
you
if I
don't
need
need
something
it,
else. But
then absolutely you can let us know. We'll take it off your account. And I mean, yeah, right now it does come with one Wi-Fi extender for free, which is great.
Cool.
So that is a great option there. So if you wanted to add an extra one, we can definitely go ahead and do that.
Cool. And then is there any like sort of like sign up now, get 2 years, know this or that? Is there any sort of like special deals that are being offered right now?
Yes, actually. So right now we're offering a 2-year promotion. There are no contracts, and also all your taxes and fees are included in the price. But the promotion is that if you sign up for auto pay through your checking account and paperless billing, you get $10 off. So the normal price for the 1 gig, for example, would be $79.99. If you sign up for the auto pay and paperless billing, you would get the price of $69.99 for 2 years. And of course,
Oh,
you
cool.
can cancel at any time. You can change however you want to do it. But yes, as long as you have auto pay enabled, you will get that price for 2 years.
And then what about after 2 years? Is there
It
like
would
a
just go
specific
back to the
arrangement with
normal
them?
$79.99 price. Yeah.
Oh, it would. Okay.
Yeah. So
Gotcha.
it's just a $10 difference, but those $10, you know, they do add up and they do give you quite the
Course.
savings.
Great. Okay, cool. Well, I guess then let's go ahead and sign up for it. I guess I can do the rest online. I just had some questions, mostly about how to switch over and, like, you know, the basic stuff I just asked.
Yeah, so let me go ahead and give you a little bit more information as well.
Okay.
So with regards to that, we don't charge you for any period of time until your installation date. So once your installation is complete, that is when your first date of the billing cycle will be.
Gotcha.
Now, the other thing is we don't charge a rental fee for the modem and router.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't see that on your bill. You'll just see simply the $69.99 if you sign up for that auto pay and paperless billing. If you wanted to sign up for the auto pay with your debit or credit card, it would only give you a $5 discount instead of the $10. So we definitely encourage for you to get the most savings to do the auto pay through the checking account.
Okay. Not a problem. And so then I'm looking online and I don't see the discount on here. So maybe I should just sign up through you right now.
No, so it's not going to show the discount. It's it will pull you through the section where it asks, would you like to sign up for auto pay and paperless billing? And you click on yes. That portion is just on our end. Usually our flyers do show the promotion price of $69.99, but when you're signing up through the website, it's not going to show you that $69.99 yet because it doesn't know that you're signing up for the auto pay and paperless billing.
Copy. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you want to do it through me, I'm more than happy to go ahead and do it.
No, I can see it online here. There's like a little installation, a little calendar. Great. Yeah, I'll just do that.
And then also, I don't know if you already went through the did you already go through the whole application already as it is?
I'm starting it, like, while we're on the phone. I'm doing it. I actually add two Wi-Fi extenders, so maybe I'll just do the one since it comes with one already.
Well, no. So you would definitely want to select the two. That way we know to bring two. It's just the first one will be free. The second one will be the only one that gets charged to your account.
Okay, cool. So it says, as I'm clicking through, it says $15.98 per month, but that would just be $7.99 per month.
Correct, yes. And again, all the taxes and fees are included. So at that point, yes. And then also for, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, so there will be a credit check portion where it will ask you for a credit check to see if a deposit is required. The deposit is only $50. I've been told that it's not showing up on the website as to how much it is, which we're working on getting that fixed. But I wanted to make that sure. I wanted to make sure that it was upfront. There is a $50 deposit if you decide to bypass the credit check or if the credit check states that you are required to have a deposit. We don't see any of the information with regards to the credit check. It just tells us, you know, that you are who you say you are, and then to see if you are required to pay that deposit. Now, as far as it goes, a lot of people do tend to forget if they have their credit frozen. So just make sure that your credit is not currently frozen. I know a lot of people do take that extra step to protect their identity and sometimes forget when they sign up for services.
I don't ever remember freezing our credit. I think it's probably available. Anyway, okay, cool.
Yeah, so I would definitely just make sure that you were aware of that. And, if you have any other questions, you can definitely let me know or reach out to us, and we're more than happy to walk you through anything that you need.
From the tech standpoint, the speed. So there's, like, these, like, basically there's the two options, the 1 gig or the two, and I was wondering, like, I'm embarrassed to say, like, I don't understand speed or how it's rated. So I don't know, like, what I have.
That's okay.
This seems to be, like, it's being advertised as faster. And, like, and I imagine it is. I'm just wondering, do I get the 1 gig or the 2 gig? I imagine that 1 gig will be more than enough for us. It's just,
most of the time it is. It really depends on what you do with your internet. Like, for me, my household is filled with gamers. I've got myself, I've got my roommate, and all three of my kids are gamers. So if we're all trying to play the video games all at the same time, it might slow down and kind of cause that traffic. So that's why personally I'm going to go for a two gig. But if you're just like surfing the web, doing work stuff, like you're engaged in meetings on Zoom or through Teams or whatever your organization does, or you're just streaming some movies, one gig would be more than enough. I mean, the only reason I would see two gig or higher is depending on how many devices you have within the home that are connected to the internet that are being used at the same time.
Yeah. So the only, it's usually just like at, I guess, our phones, and which is just two phones in the house. My kids are still young, and so it's just really, like, streaming TV is really just only on the weekends, and then it's, like, there's my work computer and my wife's work computer, so it's really just, like, two phones and two computers and a TV.
Yeah, and I mean, like, if they're, like, for example, I have two Xboxes, a PlayStation, two Switches, I have the Google Home Hub, I have another wireless speaker that runs off the internet. And then I've got smart TVs as well, plus my printer. So really thinking about all of that, you're really going to think as to, okay, how many of these items are going to be used at the same time? I mean, I also had like three tablets and three cell phones as well, because my 13-year-old has her own cell phone now. Plus, I also have two computers. Yeah, so I've got a lot of devices personally. If you're reaching that mark where you have like more than 15 to 20 devices, it might be a good idea to have a higher one. But again, it also depends on how often these devices are being used.
Yeah.
So really thinking about that, that's really what you want. The 2 gig is primarily so you have a larger highway, so to speak.
Right.
So when you think about the speed, think about how many devices are getting connected to your network, and think of it as an on-ramp to the highway. You have some that are already connected and everything, right? So you've got your basics, your cell phone, your computers, and then, you know, but then you also have to think of, okay, other devices that are occasionally used at the same time as the main devices. So you've got the main devices traveling on this highway. So we'll consider them like cars. And you've got these other devices that are sometimes used. Now you've got these new cars that are coming onto the highway. And then all at the same time, how many lanes of highway do you have? So the bandwidth is really going to be that determination right there. So the 1 gig is going to have a smaller bandwidth, so smaller highway versus the 2 gig. So again, it really depends on how many cars are coming onto the highway and how many lanes are available so that it doesn't back up the traffic.
I guess I'm trying to sort of figure out is like what I have, but like everything runs fine on like currently, but it'll be, I imagine like it'll be faster with the Archtop Fiber because it's a faster speed, right?
So the thing is it's not just a faster speed, but the speed at which it comes into your home is going to be significantly faster because of the fact that we use fiber optic. Now, what most don't realize about fiber optic is that it's these clear cables. Have you ever had like those toys that you buy like at Disney that kind of shows the lights and then you see it at the very end? Like it only glows a little bit, but then the brightest is at the end. It kind of like fans out and slows little cables and it kind of feels like a little brush.
Yeah,
that's what fiber optic is. It basically pushes the data through pulses of light. So optical cables are what we use in a sense. So fiber optic is it's these fiber cables that are getting you the information through pulses of light. So that's how it's different than cable, whereas they may use like copper wires in the coaxial cable. It's not going, it's more metallic versus pushing through with light.
Sounds pretty sci-fi.
Kind of, yes. It can be considered that, but.
So then what do I do with all my old, because my house is like filled with these coaxial cables and from previous tenant, from me, do I just have Spectrum come and remove all that?
I mean, you don't need to. What I would do is if you have it to where they're just poking out of the wall a little bit, you can put it up against the wall right there. so that it's not interfering with anything. I personally have a coaxial splitter that is disconnected. So it's nailed into my baseboard right there. So I just leave that there for if I sell the house and somebody wants to go cable, but I will also have the fiber there, you know, so somebody will have an option in the future. I mean, you never know, you know, if you decide 5-10 years from now, if you're going to sell the house, for example.
Right. Just to have both options.
Or if you're renting, you know, if you're going to end up moving to a different location, or even if you have like a job opportunity where it takes you somewhere else, you know, so it's always good to think about the futures of like, okay, well, will somebody else benefit from these being here really is the question. I think ultimately that's really the question that you should be asking yourself is like, okay, I can probably tuck it into the wall and it be out of the way and I don't really have to deal with it. That's what I do anyway.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
I've got a bunch. I've got a coaxial cable in my kids' room that I just kind of pushed back into the wall to where only the ending is outside of the wall because it's going to be thicker than the hole. And that way it's not in the way. It's not a tripping hazard. And that way in the future, if somebody wants to have whatever they want, they can definitely do that if I sell my house.
Cool. Great. Well, I got everything I need. I think I'm gonna jump and finish this.
Absolutely. Now, if you do, this may sound a little insensitive, but do you rent or own your home?
We own our home.
Okay, perfect. No, the reason I ask that is because if you were a renter, we would need the property manager's information to be able to get the okay and the approval to do our work that we need to do outside. So that was the reason that I was asking for that.
All good.
Just to let you know that that might pop up on the application or the, I guess it's kind of an application, but essentially the form that you're filling out to get service with us.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thanks for all the info.
Of course. You're so very welcome, Josh. Was there anything else that I might be able to assist you with today?
No, that's it.
All right. Well, in that case, Josh, thank you so much for calling Arch.Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks so much. You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye-bye.